Stein Bezes Hashem, Hilchot Basa B'cholav, Shir 27, Simon Tzadakei, Siv Gimel. The Mechaber says, Ka'arois shel basar shehutchu b'yoyvech aleves, meat plates that were washed in a milk pot, b'chamin, shayetzel lettuce boy, in water that had the heat of yatzel lettuce boy, afilu shnehem b'nei yoyman, even if they both were used within the last 24 hours, mutter, everything's mutter, mishum dehabile noisintam by noisintam, the heteva. Because it's not by not the heteva, and therefore it's mutter. So the makor of this mechaber is the Rosh, the Rajban, and the Ran in the name of the Ramban. So the Rosh says that the reason it's mutter here is, this is his lashon, tam sheni shel basar eini noisintam lasechman moshoitz shel cholov, ele misarev im tam sheni shel cholov shebesoicham mayim, that since the taste of meat is not giving taste into mamashes of cholov, it's only mixing with secondary taste of milk, therefore it's mutter. In other words, what he's saying is that secondary taste of meat cannot answer secondary taste of milk. So the Mechaber continues, V'hu shiyo'imer bori li shalai hoya shum shuman dovuk behen. It has to be that, he says, I know for certain that there was no fats stuck to the plate. But if there was fat stuck to the plate, if there was fat stuck to the plate, there has to be 60 in the water against the fats that are on the surface of the plate. So the Shach says, let's say inside, Sivkot and Yud, Shuman Dovuk Behen, Pirish Afilu Hayu Rak Shuman Dovuk Be'echav Mehem, even if there's only Shuman on one of the two, either the meat plate or the milk pot, whichever the case was. I call Osir. Everything's Osir. Because the secondary taste gives taste straight into mamoshes, meaning that the Shach is learning that the Shuman is touching the other kli. So let's say the plate has Shuman on it. So if it touches the pot, let's say a milchak pot, so the tamsheni will go directly into the fats. And it's not a nice and tamsheni beheter. And also the fats are going to go into the milchak pot and asa the kli. And then once the kli is asa, everything will be asa, because we don't have 60 against the shuman. So this is really the makor, the Rosh. The Rosh also says the negeya biyoira, because the plates will touch the pot. And then the pot will be asa because of the, from the mamashes of meat. And then everything will be asr. So we see also in the Rosh that the chashash is that plates with shuman on it will touch the pot. The question is, why we have to say that they touch the pot? Because even if they do not touch the pot, the taste of the shuman will go into the water and then into the pot. And it should asr the pot, because it's already a napanat, the isura. The second taste is going into milk, the milk taste in the walls of the pot. So therefore it should asr the pot. And once the pot's asr, everything else should be asr. I found this question in the Sefer Zera Shulchan, but he does not give an answer. So then the Shach says, "Ulfi zeh afilu imhoya echad mehen ene ben yomo." Even if either the pot or the plates are ene ben yomo, we're not using the last 24 hours. V'ashuman dovok ba'oisei she'ene ben yomo, and the shuman is stuck to the ene ben yomo. Let's say the pot is the ene ben yomo, and the shuman is stuck to the pot. Hakol aser, everything's aser. Because the blios of the benyomo will go into the shuman and aser it, and then the shuman will go into the kli that's a benyomo. So therefore we need 60 against the shuman. Aval iman shuman dovuk ba'isishu benyomo, but let's say the plates had the shuman stuck to it, which was used today. Oisishu benyomi mortar, the plates are mortar, she'ena benyomi aser. But the pot is aser. The pot's aser because some meat shuman went into the pot, and now the pot has blios of basar and cholov in it. But everything else is mutter, because since the pot was not used in the last 24 hours, the blios in the pot are nice and tam of gam, and they cannot aser anything else. So now to the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'yesh oisrim afilu ein shuman dobuk behen. There are those that aser, even if there's no shuman stuck to the plate. Even if both plates are clean, everything is mutter. Elim kain echad min hakelim eni b'nei yomon. Mi blios kli rishon. Unless either the pot or the plates were not used in the last 24 hours, in a kli rishon. Va'az kol hakelim mutarim. If one of the two were not used in the last 24 hours in a kli rishon, everything is mutar. Va'mayim noegim behen isur lachatchila. But the water, even if one of them is not b'nei yomon, is still asur. Avlim shneim b'nei yomon, but if they're both used in the last 24 hours, v'diach oisan b'yachad, and they're washed together b'kli rishon, meaning even a case where you wash fleshic dishes and milchic dishes together in a, let's say, parv pot, hakol asur. Everything's asur. V'hachi noegin v'ein l'shanis. This is a minig and should not be changed. So now, what's the reason that the Ramor is more machmer? So, the Taz and Sifkotin's Ches brings the reasons. Let's see inside. V'yesh oisum afidu ein shuman, taimon mevuyer b'taisvis, delay domi l'dogim sha'alu b'kaylo. The reason is explained in Taisvis. That's not the same as fish that are put in a meat plate. The shani hasam shahakaylo is noigais b'machvas. Because over here it's different because the plates touch the pan or pot, v'niflat tam mizelazeh, and the taste will go directly from the plate into the pot. V'avitam sheni b'isur, and it's the second taste is going straight into something that has milk in it, and therefore it's asur. V'oid, and another reason, d'ohokusha tam sheni shel ha'botzer v'shel cholav nichnas b'mayim, that when the secondary taste of meat and the secondary taste of milk go into the water, miyad nesu amayim, the water becomes asur right away, b'chayzim ois makaritz ha'machvis, and once the water is asur, it will asur the plate and the pot. Ad kan l'shani, that's tasteless. So the Gilim Asher says that we see from the Taz and Simon Tzadok Dalas have gotten Zayin that the second reason is the reason that the Taz holds off. So then the Taz brings to Ran, v'b'ran mevoyer ha'tam ha'sheni shal tasteless b'yaser, and the Ran, he explains the second teretz of tasteless more, the shani b'dogim sha'alu b'kaira, it's different than a fish that goes onto a meat plate, da'kutach le'kibol tam klal mitam ha'rishoin, because the milky dip that the fish was put in afterwards did not get tam rishon, a first taste of meat, da'hainu ha'kaira, ela me'hadogim, it didn't get taste from the plate, it only got taste from the fish, tehu tam sheni, which has a secondary taste, avokan tam hacholav haniflet esoich hamayim, the milk that goes into the water mekabel tam mitam habosar rishon shebekayres, will get taste from the taste of meat in the plates. The man leimalon shelo yisaravu plates habosar plates hacholav baatzman beloy emtsoyes hamayim, because who can tell us that the tastes of meat and taste of milk will not mix without the water? Atkan l'shaynu. That's the Ran. So the Bar Yeshulchan explains that they hold that the taste that comes out of the plates and of the pot doesn't get weakened right away. It takes a little time to get weakened, and before it gets weakened, they mix, and therefore they're asur. But the Mechaber holds that by the time they mix, they'll already be weakened, it's already tamsheni, and therefore tamsheni cannot asur. So the Taz concludes, Umshim hachi im nizbashlo mayim o yirakis b'kderech elebes bas yoyimo. Therefore, if I cook water or vegetables in a meat pot that was used in the last 24 hours, and I put in a spoon that was used for meat in the last 24 hours, and there's not 60 against the spoon that was used in the last 24 hours, oisrim zezet, the spoon and the pot will answer each other, afilu shneim mekonachas yofa, even if they're both clean. And even though this is exactly the same din as washing plates in the pot, Shazachar Shulchan Aruch, which Machaber and Ramah mentioned, Mekal Mokam Kasafti Zeh Shehu Masav Yaseh. I wrote this case because it's a more common case. So Taz is saying that if I put a Benyomos Milchik spoon into water or something power of cooking on it in a fleshuk pot, they'll ask each other. But of course, this is only according to the Ramah, but according to the Machaber, it'll be mutter, because the Machaber holds that the case of washing is a not bernat, and therefore this case as well will be mutter because of not bernat. Now let's see another point on the Ramah. The Ramah says that they have to have absorbed the last 24 hours from a kli rishon. So the Shach brings this to Beheter, let's see inside, Shach Sefkot Yud Gimel, Mibriyos kli rishon, because of Issa Beheter Horuch, Be'en Chiluk Menidiach Ka'ayus and Ka'ayus, it doesn't make a difference if you wash dishes with dishes, Paris, the correct translation is a dish or a bowl. So that's it, bowls with bowls, I kapes with kapes, or spoons with spoons, I teller im teller, teller in Yiddish is plates, plates with plates. In all these cases, we say there's no difference and it's aser. We don't say that what's used in a klisheni is not aser. So why does he aser something used in a klisheni? So the Shach says, "V'nirli the dafka min astam the chashina and shema hishtamish bekaf oy beteller bekli vishoyin." It's only in a case where I suspect that he used the spoon or the plate in a kli vishon. Like we suspect in such a case by hagolas kalim. Mitzvichem kulam hagolah bekli vishon. By hagolas kalim, if we do not know how it was used, a spoon, we say that it's used in a kli vishon, and therefore you have to do hagolah in a kli vishon. So but here too, we suspect that it was used in a kli vishon, and therefore, if they're washed together, they would answer each other. Avlam boi loy shaloi nishdamish bekaf oy beteller rak bekli sheni. However, if he is certain that he did not use the spoon or plate only in a kli sheni, toch meis leis in the last 24 hours, bade ein oyser bedievet, it does not answer bedievet, vachinoi alkal sheni, teres chata sham din kimmel. This is what the teres chata says on the isse veheter. Vabach hisig al dipi habav elu, ein sham tabra, bach esanis vamo, afki dvorv nirin, even though it seems to the shach like the Bach, the Kol Nokom Nira, Shigam Hu Maskim Shem Bori Loi, Shulein Ishtamish, Bekaf, Oy Betela, Beklish Vishen, Oy Be Iwoy, Me Eis Leis, Eno Eise Be Dievet Vu Poshet. So the Shach says that even the Bach would agree that if it was not used in the last 24 hours in a Kli Vishen, or something from a Kli Vishen was not poured on it, in the last 24 hours, that it's Mutter Be Dievet. That's the Shach. So, the question over here is, we have a rule that stam kli ain't a ben yomo. So therefore, if we have a suffix, if it was the kli was used in a kli rishon or a kli sheni, why don't we say stam kli ain't a ben yomo and it was not used in a kli rishon? So the Chavos Das answers that the only time we say stam kli ain't a ben yomo is if we do not know if it was used. But if we knew it was used, but we don't know where, if it was used in a kli sheni or a kli rishon, even though most of the time you use it in a kli sheni, we have to suspect that you used it in a kli rishon. However, Kevega says that if it was used in the last 24 hours, and he knows he used it for a kli sheni, but he does not know if he used it for a kli rishon, in such a case, we can say, stam kli ein ben yomo, and even though it was used, since I knew I used it in a kli sheni, even though I do not know for certain that I did not use it in a kli rishon, therefore I could say that it was only used in a kli sheni, I will say, stam kli ein ben yomo, and I will not answer kli of the opposite minute that it's washed together with. So the Ramah continues a few words after the Tezayin of the Shach. V'davka shehutchu b'yachad u'b'kli rishon. When do we say that it's aser? Is if they're washed together and in a kli rishon. Avalam hutchu zechaseh, but if they're washed one after another, not at the same time, oy b'kli sheni, or they're washed together and the water is a kli sheni, means hot water was poured from the pot on the fire into another kli, and it was washed in this second kli, even if it was washed together, since it's a kli sheni, everything's mutter. So the Taz explains in Sifkot Yud Peis, let's see inside, I be kli sheni a kol shavi, pirush afilu mahayu meluchlochis. He understands the Ramah that even if they were both dirty, in a kli sheni they're mutter. Since later on by iwe he matters it if they're dirty. V'koshkenu ta iwe chama me kli sheni ladidon. Since iwe is more common than a kli sheni, so by Ivoi he matters even if they're dirty, so certainly by a klisheni he'll matter if it's dirty. So then the Taz brings to Mashal, or Mashal b'per kol abasu simen samach dalet choylik al ze, he argues on this, v'kosab, demhoyu shom lichluch mi basu b'cholav asur, that if the kelim were dirty from meat and milk, it's asur afilu b'klisheni, even in klisheni. V'yishlochosh tehalichluch yismacha b'sech hamayim, you have to suspect that the dirt will dissolve in the water, and now, since the iser is dissolved in the water, it's called gufa iser, it's no longer blios, and therefore it will go into the other kli. However, since it's a chumah, the rav who's answering the shayla does not have to ask whether the kelim are dirty, Unless he finds out that it was dirty, then he has said that it's asr. That's all on a klisheni. Avol be'ivoy shemavlio maflet ad kalei klipa bar ivoy, where hot water was poured over meat and milk kele, vade asr b'shiyurei meichel. Certainly, if the dirty is asr, mesorach lishol im hoya hadocha al yedei ivoy, and therefore the rabbi has to ask if they're washed together, how were they washed? If they were washed al yedei ivoy, then it would be asr. Because the stam was that you would put the plates in the washing basin, and then they would pour the hot water from the pan on the stove on the kelim. So if there's milk and meat kelim in the basin, the hot water will answer them if they're dirty. But if you knew that it was not al-de'iwai, then he does not have to ask. He does not have to ask if it was dirty, since it was not through Ivoy, it was only in a klisheni, and klisheni is a chuma, therefore he does not have to ask whether it was dirty or not, and unless the person tells him that the kelim were dirty, it's asr, otherwise it's mutter. At Kandvarav, these are the words of the Marshal. The Tah says that it seems to him to paskin, to be Ivoy yesh la'asr shneim, that where hot water was poured over meat and milk kalim, it's asr. Em hayisham shiur meichel mishneim. If there was food of both meat and milk left on the plate, that's if they're both dirty, then they're both asr. But if only one of them was dirty, v'sheni naki, and the other one was clean, az ne'asar hanaki, then the clean is asr, because the dirt from the, let's say, meat was dirty, and the milk utensil was clean, the meat will go into the milk utensil and asr it. Avol b'klisheni. Ein oisur shiur meichel, but if it's a klisheni, even if it's dirty, it's mutter. Not like the mashal, kiven the kaimalon klisheni afilo hayetsa letters by loy mavliya v'loy maflet. Since we paskin that klisheni is not mavliya and maflet. Mashukasav b'teres chatas klal nun zayin. That's teres chatas writes in klal nun zayin. So the Prima Gorim points out that even though the ptaz in simon kufay is machmer, if there's no hefsa meruba by a klisheni, over here, since he has to take out from the meat, the blios from the meat, and put it into the kli, he is more makel, even if there's no hefsed meruba. So the rest of the taz is this about the aruch that we saw already in the shach in Sifkot and Yud Gimel. So let's continue the Ramah, but the Yudzayin of the shach. The Ramah says, V'im iva mikli rishon shel basar al kli chalav, if you poured water from a pot on the fire that was used for meat onto a kli that was used for milk, dinoi ke kli rishon. As a din of a kli rishon, meaning as a din that it was as if it was cooked together in a kli rishon. Like we said before, that it's aser. Va'aser imhaya ben yoimai. And it will aser the kli poured in it if it's a ben yoimai. So that's the first din of iwai, that you poured from a fleshy pot to a milk kli. So the shach and Sivkot Yud Gimel asks on this. Let's see inside. Dinuk kli rishon yesh lahachshes. Ha havi noisen tam by noisen tam. It's a nat by nat, because the taste goes into the pot, and then from the pot to the water, and the water onto the thing poured on it. The newer the kivan she anu oisrim la'el kiyesh oisrim shehevi ramos sivse mitam da havi ketam basa v'cholav m'ravim yachad. Since the ramos asers a milch kli washed in a fleshuk pot. This is because the two tastes mix. Now, over here, in the next word, the ches should be a hey. Over here, it's also similar. We say that the water being poured is as if it's in the kli, and therefore, the tastes will mix in the kli, in the water. Okay, oyser is a kli, and therefore, it lasts the kli that it's being poured onto. Since it's being poured onto a kli that's ben yomi, but if the kli that's being poured onto is not a ben yomo, it doesn't answer. Because it's not any worse than the case that the Ramah said that if one of them is not ben yomi, they're mutter. So here too, if the bottom one is not ben yomo, it is mutter. So the Mishnah Tzedot explains that this concept that the Taz is saying that the water that's poured is if it's in the kli is known as nitzuk chibur. since the nitzuk, the pouring, is attached, we look at it as if it's in the kli, and therefore the tesis will mix and aser the kli that it's poured onto. However, the Shach argues on this Ramah. The Shach was in, that we mentioned in the last shir, in Siv Beis, the Shach in Siv Katan Hey, says that by Iroi, since Napanat is Mutu B'Dieved, over here, Iroi from a Machak Paran to a Fleshuk Paran, vice versa, will also be Mutu B'Dieved. That's the first din of Iroi. Then the Ramah says the next din of Iroi, that the Chav Beis of the Bira Gra, Aval im iro mayim reischin she'enim shal basar v'loy shal cholav al kelim shal basar v'shal cholav b'yachad. If you pour hot water from a kli that's not a meat kli or a milk kli, meaning it was used for parav, or it's a new kli or it wasn't used in the last 24 hours, al kelim shal basar v'shal cholav, you poured hot water onto meat and milk dishes b'yachad, that are together, v'afilu shuman dovuk b'hem, and even if the kelim are dirty from meat and milk, hakol shori, everything is mutter. The ain iroi kikli rishon mamish shiyaaseh shahakelim shema'ar aleim yivlu mizeh mizeh. Because iroi is not like a kli rishon, that will cause kelim that it's being poured onto to absorb from one into the other. So let's say the shach sivkan chav. The ain iroi kikli rishon mamish kashali yamash mamidivu harav bahagor simen samachesiv yud the iroi mevashu kode klipa. That iroi cooks a kadei klipa, v'chein kasev b'toras chatzos kol lamed gimel in base. So if iroi cooks a kadei klipa, why won't it take it out from one kli and pour it into the other? And so chloimar the sovali laharav, we'll have to say that the Ramah holds the nehi de mevashel kol kach shehatar negoilas maflet umavliya. Even though iroi will to cause blios to come out from one and go into something else, mekom mokem hakli shehu kasha einem bo liya. It won't absorb into a kli which is hard. It won't take out from one thing and put into a kli that's hard. So therefore, the Ramah holds that it's mutter over here, even if it's dirty. However, the Shach argues and says, that the Halach is like the Shari Doira, or maybe a Teres Chatzos Sham, which the Teres Chatzos brings, the Ne'esu that it's Aser. If hot water is poured on both Milchak and flesh of Kalim. The Kivan, the Kaimel, and the Iru Mevashal, since we say that Iru cooks, Kukomashi is by the Simon Kofay, Sif Cotton Hay, like we'll learn in Simon Kofay, Imkain Choshev Kibishal Mamish, therefore it's Mamish like cooking, Umavliya, Afilu Bekli, and will cause the Blios to be absorbed, the Blios of the Shuman to be absorbed even into a Kli. Vachimuchach Medivy HaMordechai, Vagoy Sashri, Sefer Vadzer, this is how it seems from the Mordechai. And the Grace Ashrid, the Afilum and the Omer Klishenim Avliya Maflet, that even according to those that hold that a Klishenim will cause something to take out and be absorbed into something else, and Sfor Lachalak Bakli, that even according to those that Asur Klisheni, we don't say that a Kli is any less. The Kli has the same din as food. Shukosval Mashukosav Harav Rabchaim Koyin, the town of Goylem Shnimlagu, the Klisheni Asurim. Rabchaim Koyin says that chickens that were put into a hot water in a klisheni in order to remove the feathers of aser. This is because it was cooked before malicha was done, before it was salted to remove the blood. The zelashenim ulefi dvarav hayu neesaram kol hakelim shemalgam behem atan goylas machmas adam shepeletes atan goylas v'nivla b'kli. That even the kli is aser because of the blood that comes out of the atan goylas, that comes out of the chicken and goes into the kli. So we see that according to Chaim Koyin, that a klisheni is aser, even the kli is aser. So we see there's no difference between the food and the kli is not any less aser than the food. Imkain, kol shekain, de lamai de kaimalon, de iru mevashal, the mevashal afilu le kli. So therefore, if we hold that iru is mevashal, so there's no difference between food and a kli will also be aser. So therefore, the kelim that are poured, the hot water is poured onto should be aser. V'chein kastav mahashal, v'sifrei, perak, kol abasar, seif simen, samach dalad, Mashal says in Yom Shal Shlema Simen Samach Dalad, the end of Simen Samach Dalad, the Zel Shainai, these are its words, Hecha she'iru mayim loyischim al hakairus, where you pour hot water on plates, tzricham ledaktik v'lishol amhoyu sham shiurei meichel. You have to ask if there was food left on the plates. If you she'iru maflet umavliya kadei klipa, because iru it will cause blios to come out of the food and go into the plates a kadei klipa. Adkan l'shainai. That's the Mashal. So we see the Mashal also holds that the Kli is Aser. Gam Hava b'Teres Chatzis Shom Kosav, and the Rama also writes in Teres Chatzis Shelo Nagu LaHakol B'Zeh, that the minhag was not to be mekel and allow the plates that the hot water was poured onto. Sheyesh LaHachma b'Makom Shein Hefser Muva, and Moshe b'Machva if there's no Hefser Muva. V'Isur V'Heter Aruch the Hitter, and even though the Isur V'Heter Aruch matters it, Afilu Shuman Dalk B'Hem, even if some fats were stuck to the plate, Hayne Mishum Da'azul LaTaim and Disavolei De'Irein Mavashav Olei Maflo To Mavliya, Afilu K'Dei Klipa. That's because Issa B'Heter holds that Iwa does not cook and will not cause blios to come out of one thing and go into something else. Ela Be'Leah K'Dei Klipa K'Dem Shemat Sanenoi. It's only Be'Leah K'Dei Klipa, but it won't cause blios to go from one thing into another. Ugmavur B'Dvarav L'Hedja, like we see in his words. So that's only according to Issa B'Heter Haruch that holds that Iwoi does not cook and will not cause blios to go from one to the other. Avalamai de kaimalon de iru mevashel kade klipa. But according to the way we paskin that iru does cook a klipa, nevo kameshik safte. It seems to look to me like the way I wrote that iru will cause the blios to go from one kli into the other kli, not like the Rama. The shach continues miyu heicha dehem nakiim, where both the plates are clean. Vada yesh lahatir mitam nois and tam ba nois and tam. If both the plates are clean, then we could be matur because it's not by knot. One blown knot into the kli, the next knot into the water, and from there into the second kli. Because the mashma medivah mashal, it's like it says, we see it from the mashal, because the mashal only says, if they're dirty. So we see that if they're clean, they should be mutter. So that's all if it's meat and milk kalim. Aval hecha dahabi kli shal iser, but if the kli was used for something aser, to leshayach by nesentam by nesentam, and there's no din if not by knot by iser. By Isser, the taste, no matter how many times it goes from one thing to the next, it will be Asr. Nira da filu naki Asr. So if the Kalim, if you had one Kali of Isser amongst Kalim of Heter, it will Asr the other Kalim, even if they're clean. However, he says, V'tzarach Iyun B'zeh. We have to look into this. The Efshir da filu mevashel le mevashel kulehai she yaflut menakli v'yavliya lekli. That perhaps cooking will not cause blios to come out of one Kli and go into another Kli. And therefore, even if the kli is iser, since it's clean, iroi will not cause the blios to come out of the kli that's aser and go into the other kli if they're both clean. Well, if he's there, gam b'kelim shul basar v'cholav she'echad mehem naki v'echad mehem einen naki. By kelim of basar v'cholav, and one's clean and the other one is not clean, she'an naki aser. The naki is certainly aser because the blios will come out of the food and go into the kli. She'einen naki tzachin, but the einen naki. We'll have a question. Inema, kiven dahanoki nasa nevela. So now that the clean plate becomes aser because it has its own, let's say, milk blios, and then it absorbs taste from the meat that was on the meat plate. So now it's aser. So the question is, will it chayzer va'aser hasheni? Will it go now that this is an aser plate? Will it go and aser the other plate? Kiven shema aralav kol pam, since it's constantly being poured on. Or we'll say, like we said before, like by the Kli Isser, that Iroi will not cause blios to come out of one Kli and go into the other Kli. Only to take out of from food to go into the Kli, that it will do. But to take out of a Kli and to go into another Kli, that the Shach is uncertain about. So therefore he says, V'yishlachma b'shneim b'mokav she'en hefzimuva. V'shemim machma b'both of them, both a Kli Isser and Basav and Cholav Kalim, one of them is clean and one of them is dirty. Yeshiva Machmer, unless it's a Hefsa Meruba. Kein Nira Kivin de Mabashal, Chashav Mamash Kavishal. Because we say since it cooks, it's like all dinim of cooking, and therefore it will cause the blios to come out of one clay and go into the other. Vachimashim Yabah Goy Sherdera, Hayishonim Shinit Vesu, Bekustandina, Shnas Shuva, Dein Lechiluk. This is also how it seems from the Hagoy Sherdera that was printed in Kustandina, which is probably Constantinople. The year Shuva, which has the numerical value of 313, meaning the Hebrew year 5313, or the English year 1553. So what's coming out of the Shach is that he holds, not like the Rama holds that even if the Kalim are dirty, it's mutter. The Shach says if both the Kalim are dirty, they're aser, and if both the Kalim are clean, the milk kli and the flesh kli are clean, they're mutter because of not by not. And if one of them is dirty, so the one that's clean will be aser because it will absorb blios from the dirt of the other kli, but the kli that's had the dirt on it, which can only absorb from the blios inside the other kli, so on this the shach is mesupak, and he says he should only be matur in a hefsed meruba. That's the psak of the shach. But the sifsedas brings those that are even more machmer. He brings the Minchas Yaakov, Bichodesh, and Kresi, that says that even if both of them are clean, it's Asur. Because it has the same din as being cooked in a pot, like we said before, in the beginning of the Sif, according to the Ramah, that if you put a meat kli and a milk kli into a pot cooking on the stove, we'll say that they're both Asur, even though they're both clean. So over here too, if they're both clean, they'll be Asur. But the Sif Sedas paskins that if they're both clean, we could be mekel and have some ruba. And the Chachmas Adam paskins that both if they're dirty and if they're clean, we can be mekel and have some ruba. But we should wait to use the kli till after 24 hours, because now the blios will be lefgam, and it's only a gzeirah d'rabbanan not to use a kli after 24 hours, atu a ben yomo. And since it's only a gzeirah d'rabbanan, we can rely on the shita that hold we have some ruba. The iri will not cause the blios to go from one kli into the other. So now let's see Sif Dalad. The Mechaber says, Yirelish im nosnu efer, that if you put ashes b'mayim chamen shebiyera into the hot water in the pot, koydim shenicho hakderus b'seicha, before you put the pots or the things that you want to wash inside, afal pisha shuman davak behen, even though there's fat stuck to the plate, mutter. It's mutter da yedeho efer hu nesin tam lefgam. Because through the ashes it becomes nice and tam of gum. The dirt on the plate becomes nice and tam of gum. So we see from the Mechaber that ashes will not only cause the blios to become lefgam, but will even cause the foodstuff stuck to the plate to become lefgam. So let's see the shachs of gotten chaf aleph yuli. The din zelo nimtzu b'shum poisek. This din is not found in any poisek. V'lo yishum echad me'achrinim hiskiru, and no other achron mentions it. Gamba Beis Yosef lo hiskiru. The Mechaber did not mention it in Beis Yosef. V'adraba mashma medivra poiskin the ain shum takana lahagol kli. And the opposite is seems from the Paiskim, that there's no way to hagola on a kli that's a benyomo unless they have 60 in the water against the kli. This is what it seems from Tosfos. From Tosfos and the Rosh it seems like this, was they say the lepirush of Ephraim. The Omar the Loya Mina Chaticha Nasas Nevela, because according to Ben Ephraim that does not say Hanan, Rak by Basa B'cholav, only by Basa B'cholav, Nicha Mashitzitz HaTorah Velahagal Kli Midyon Bnei Yoyman. We can understand how the Torah commanded us to do Hagola on a Kli Midyon that are Bnei Yoyman. The question is, how do you kasher the biggest pot? V'haloi Ein B'mayim Shishim Kenegli. The biggest pot, we have nothing bigger to put it into, and there won't be 60 in the pot against the water, b'hamayim nasorim, and the water becomes asur. So how did they do hagola? So l'pirusha nicha, but according to Ben Ephraim, that's okay. Kilei naso hamayim kulam nevela. If I do hagola inside the kli, the water does not become a nevela. Uma'at isu haniflat m'hayoyra, choyzev nivla b'seichoy. The little bit of isu that comes out of the pot, meaning, let's say the volume of the walls of the pot is 1/10 of what's inside the pot. So what goes back in is only 1/10 of the water that's inside the pot. Umagila shenis, and then you'll do hagola again. And then the second time you do hagola, this water that comes out will be bottled in 60. So if you don't say hanan, you could do hagola twice. And then even a big pot, if you don't have 60 the first time, you'll have 60 the second time. And since we don't say Hanan, all we need is against the proportionate amount that went back in, and against that proportionate amount, there'll be 60 the second time, and therefore we can do Hagol on even a big pot. That's the Tosfos in the Rosh. So the Shach says, V'im Isa, if we hold that ashes can be programmed to blios, V'haloi ha-Torah le-Bolol moid, el la-Hagol kol chad k'dinoi. V'im Mishim sh'amayim yasu, ha-Ika takanta be-Efer, v'tzachyun. So, what are we saying now that only according to Ben Ephraim do we have a way to do Hagolah in a big pot? Because we could do Hagolah twice since the water does not become a Hanan. Even according to Mandiyama that the water does become a Hanan, and therefore only 60 against all the water that I go back in. And it won't help me to do Hagolah twice. I'll have a different solution. I'll put Afer into the water. Therefore the blias that will come out will be Nosen Tam Lefgam. And therefore if it goes back in, it won't answer the kli. So from here that we see that it's only a takana according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, we see against what the Mechaber says that Efer makes it lefgam. That's the sheet of the Shach. However, the Sif Sedas brings from the Pri Chodesh, and Pri Chodesh says that there certainly are certain things that will make it lefgam. There's certainly things that have tasted very bad that you can put into the water and make the blius lefgam. So therefore we have to say, when the Torah said to do hagala, the Torah was talking about doing hagala with the water, and not through other means. And therefore we have no proof against the machaber that says that the ashes will make the blius and shuman nes and tam lefgam. So from this Tzvi Chodesh, as a makor that the detergents or other things that make the blius lefgam, we can be matter in the case of mixing meat and milk dishes. One more point on the sif is the Taz. The Taz wants to say that according to this, soap that has ashes mixed in should be mutter if it falls into food. But then he asks from Simon Pezayin Sif Vav, where we saw over there that the kli that was used for the shampoo that was made out of the ashes from the stove is aser, because it's basa mechol mixed in. So the question is over there, why should it be aser? Since it's ashes mixed in, it should mevatel the taste. So then the Kodesh Kesef answers that it's no proof from over there, because over there there's a lot of meat and milk, and therefore the ashes won't be mevatel the taste. But over here, when the Mechaber says that the ashes will be pogam the blios, that's only when there's a little bit of shuman stuck onto the plate. But in a case where there's a lot of shuman, or in the case of soap, where it's made out of chaylev, the ashes will not affect the taste. So let's see, Sif Hei. The Mechaber says, Ein manichen kli sheyesh be kutach etzel kli sheyesh be melach. You should not put a container that has a milky dip next to a container that holds the salt. But you could put a milky dish next to an utensil that holds vinegar. The reason is that if a little bit of the milk spills into the salt, it won't get absorbed into the whole thing. There will be some mamashus in it. And therefore, if I use the salt for meat, it will make it aser. But if a little bit of milk spills into the vinegar, since it's a liquid, it'll mix evenly, and it'll be 60, and therefore it'll be mutter, and therefore you can put it next to the vinegar. The dafke makele mulgulim, and this is only if the containers are open. Vafilo hachi, and even if it's open, im ava menasim biyachad, if I put a container of milk next to a container of salt, mutter v'lechashin and shemanefel el hamelach. We do not suspect that if they were next to each other, that some of the milk spilled into the salt. That's the fei. That's the tifav. The Mechaber says, "Mutar litin b'sech teva kad shel basar etzel kad shel chalav." I can put in a cabinet a pitcher of meat next to a pitcher of milk. So the reason is because since it's milk and meat, people are more careful that they shouldn't spill from one to the other. The Ma says, "V'yish machmirum lachatchila," that we should be machmir lachatchila not to put a pitcher of meat next to a pitcher of milk. Matev lezer lachatchila b'makom she'in serach. I want you to be careful where but it's not necessary to do so. But of course, this is only where they're both open. So therefore, over here now it's a soil where the milk comes in bags and it's cut open in the corner. So now the milk can spill onto meat. It should not be put in the refrigerator and should not be put lechatchila next to a place where there's a chance that it will spill onto meat. Therefore, many people do not put the milk on the top shelf, since there'll be meat on the bottom shelf and it can spill into it. They either put the milk container in the door or on the bottom shelf, so there's no problem of it spilling into the meat. But in America today, I think the milk comes in containers that can be closed, and even if it tips over, it won't spill. The plastic containers, but if I don't know if they make them anymore, but the cardboard containers that we used to have when I was a child, those containers, if they tip over, they can spill, and you should be careful not to put it on a place where it will spill into meat. Let's see, Nasib Zayin. Mechaber says, Melech ha-nosim b'ka'ayrish al-basa mutna litna b'cholav. Salt that's put into a dish that was used for meat, you can use it for milk. And we do not say that the salt will take out blios from the kli. And those that are careful over here should be blessed, because one should be machmer lechatchila. The Tata, however, says that it's lechatchila im lechatchila motor, but he brings the mashal who praises the minhag of Ashkenaz of Germany in that area. They had the minhag to put separate salt containers, a separate one for meat and a separate one for milk, because sometimes your hand is dirty and they take from the salt and they'll get dirty from the meat and they'll be used for milk or vice versa. But the mice of the minhag is today to have separate salt shakers, one for meat and one for milk. And the same should be true also with any other thing that can get dirty from one, it should not be used for the other. Say, for example, ketchup bottles. If you have children that will dip the ketchup into the food, so you should also, it's a good idea to use separate ketchup bottles. But again, everything depends on the household and how careful you are to make sure that they don't touch the food.